Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Are you ready? I love it. I'm excited. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. I am not Wayne Allen Root. I am Lee Elsie. You can find out all about me by going online, leeelsie.com. Check that out. Like my Facebook page, whatever it takes, get up close and personal. Email me if you'd like during the course of the show, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. It's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. Radio, one word, at gmail.com. The great Christopher is down there in the Lone Star State, pushing all the buttons, making it all go on this. That's a beautiful day here in Connecticut. In fact, I just got back. I might as well tell you something good before we get into something bad. I just got back from a friend of mine's baseball game. He's a coach of a high school team, and he just, you know, invited all of his friends to go watch. Not that I want to go to a high school baseball game. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I went to the high school baseball game before I came here, and he popped the question to his fiance on the field. So now he can enjoy all the wonders that marriage brings. Whatever they are. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. So it was a good thing. You know, she was crying, and it was wonderful, and there was a surprise in the air, and it was fun, and spring and all that great stuff. So there you go. So one good thing as we begin. I will have a couple of guests later on in the third hour of the program. A couple of regulars that I have usually when I fill in for Wayne Allen Root. By the way, Wayne is down in, I think he's in Florida. I think it's Florida. Yeah, Florida. And he is with Donald Trump. In fact, I texted him a couple times within the last couple of hours. And apparently there was literally a line to out the door starting at 8 o'clock in the morning to see him speak tonight. So he is speaking in what capacity. Either he's the MC of the event or something similar to that. But he's giving a big speech tonight where Donald Trump is going to be. So that's why he is not on tonight or tomorrow night. So I will be filling in as best I can, although it's not the same without Wayne. But I will do my best to carry the ball as far as we can, and hopefully you'll stick around for the entire 3 hours. I certainly hope you do. Like I said, I will have some great guests coming up in the final hour of this broadcast. That would be in the 5 o'clock hour on the left coast and the 8 o'clock hour on over here on the east coast, the right coast, if you will. All right, I want to start out with stealing a couple of ideas from somebody that I think is very, very smart, Victor Davis Hanson. And I talked about this early in the morning on my own show, but I want to double down on it a little bit and get into it a little bit more. I ran out of time. I have so many guests on my show. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's political season. And if you're in this business, political season means that it's an avalanche of political wannabes. So we've been doing a lot of conversation. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I hope they don't get offended by that. It's just it is what it is. So today we talked a lot about local issues and things of that nature. But I want to talk today more, at least tonight, more about some national issues that are plaguing this country. You know, the last 14 months have offered one of the rare occasions in recent American history when the left has operated all the levers of the federal government, president, House of Reps, Senate. And as a result, it's a disaster. It's tearing apart the fabric of the country. I would be hard-pressed, I think, or anybody would be hard-pressed to have a debate with me about that. We are busting apart at the seams. And the extreme, how did the extreme left manage to take over the country between 2018 and 2020. Now, Obama played a role in that, helping to wake the woke community. And he accelerated that woke movement and all the identity politics that surround it. But the political opportunities in 2020 surrounding COVID, it was a cornucopia of wonder for the progressive left. There should be no event that should be, let's say, on the potential there for any kind of a crisis to be used. And that's what Democrats normally do. In the chaos of 2020, both laws and customs were altered and scrapped, changing the very way we vote. Over 102 million ballots were either mailed in or cast during the so-called early voting, strangely resulting in, you know, far lower rejection rates than normal. Right? So we had all these people voting online, all these people either sending their, or not online, but sending their ballots in different ways that have never been done before, and just ample opportunities for ballot harvesting and things of that nature. And it, apparently, the actual election day is no longer the election day indeed. Right, we used to have a day where we came out and voted. It went from a way of life into an institution. It was an institution. Now it's an afterthought. Right? Nobody even thinks about it being one day anymore. Now everybody's talking about 3 days, 4 days, 5 days a week. Mail, do it from home. Mail it in. However you want to vote, vote. Now, I don't have an issue with as many people voting as possible. I'm one of those folks who thinks you got to get off your rear end and go vote. Right, I'd rather see you get up and go to a location with an ID in hand and cast a vote in person, even if that has to be 3 days, 4 days, a week. I trade that over what we got right now. So as a result, Americans ended up with a neo-socialist government. And now we see millions, millions, literally, of illegals pouring across the southern border. In fact, there'll be 3 million illegals who will be here within the first 18 months of Joe Biden's administration. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been allotted to reward those illegally entering America who can expect free legal support from the U.S. government to ensure that they stay in this country. They're not bounced. 3 million. I read today we're possibly 20% of the population of this country within the next 10 years will be illegal aliens. Because we know now. Actually, it's probably more than that already. Well, it's getting close to that because we know that there's at least, everyone says 20 million. It's got to be more like 40. And now we're letting three. And then this whole idea of this presidency is to let in as many as possible. Let's just, for argument's sake, say we get to 50 million who are undocumented. And in that case, it would raise the number of actual citizens in this country to 400 million. There's your 20%. That means 20% of the population is here breaking the law. How is that good for anybody? How? And in less than a year, the left has negated American gas and oil independence. Biden has promised to end American use of fossil fuels on his watch, which he's hard-pressed to try to do. They've cast adrift millions of his fellow citizens to choose between driving and eating. Have you gone to the store lately? Huh? You want to buy some food? Try that out for size. You're trying to tell me inflation's not exploding in front of your face. They have essentially demonized the American way of life. They've demonized the thought of gasoline, a steak, and a pickup truck. Because now you can't afford any of it. It's all unattainable. Think about this. Since we are exploding as far as prices of everything. The electrician now pays 5 times more for his wire. The carpenter 8 times more for plywood. The plumber 6 times more for pipe. All three have to pay off-the-book cash for rare workers who prefer to get checks from Uncle Sam and Joe Biden than to get checks from a business. They'd rather get cash from you and double dip. And it happens. It's happening all over the place. It's happening all over the place. And the necessities of life, food, fuel, shelter, things that the middle class folks rely on to get through every single day have exploded in price. And again, the left did all this in 14 months. Imagine what it could do if it's given the reins of power for 4 years. Imagine what it could do. The Biden administration, multi-million dollar, billion dollar, if you will, trillion dollar. Let's get it right. Trillion dollar budget. I wanted to say million, but billion was what I thought. And I say, hold on a second. It's a trillion. It's a multiple trillion dollar budget. Inflated the currency, zero interest rates, destructive subsidies, undermining labor. All of this happening under an incompetent regime. Completely destroying the supply chain. Clogged port cities. All of this is happening. This all happened in 18 months. All the things I'm talking about have happened in 18 months. And when when the President of the United States tells the American citizens that be prepared for a food shortage in the greatest country, the richest country on the planet, and socialism is abound, this is reminiscent of a bread line. I mean, this is in 18 months. All right, I'm going to continue this after the break because I'm only halfway through what I wanted to talk about. Some of the things I still have left on the table we'll get to, but I get wound up. I start talking about some of this stuff because this is all happening literally like right in front of our eyes. We're like those frogs in a pot of water boiling, right? It's insanity. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad you're along for the ride. Wayne is off tonight and tomorrow. My name is Lee Elsie. I appreciate you being a big part of the show. You're out there. By the way, we'll take some phone calls maybe after the bottom of the hour. We'll open that up. You can call me here in my home studio of Connecticut, or you can call me on the national number. I'll give you those when we come back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Dusty Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root's New Year's Day by U2. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this show. Everybody needs a friend in the mortgage business, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. And now you've got friends in the home loan business. Mike and Brian are your friends. If you call them and say, I'm a fan of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a listener of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a friend of Wayne Allyn Root, you've got friends in the mortgage business who will roll out the red carpet, treat you like a VIP, and take good care of you. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, they're involved with purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE.
All right, welcome back. You got a friend in me. I felt like I wanted to sing that during that whole read from Wayne Allyn Root. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne, as you can tell, is not here tonight. He's down giving a speech along with Donald Trump, so that should be great. He was telling me a little earlier today that there was like a line of people out the door that started at 8 o'clock in the morning, so I can only imagine how many people are in line to see this event tonight, and Wayne, again, will be speaking. Hopefully he'll take some video of that and share it with us. I was talking about the mess that we're in as a country, talking about some of the, running down some of the issues that we have as a nation, looking at immigration as we're exploding as far as illegals coming across the border. There'll be over 3 million by the time 18 months is in for this president. Who knows how many they're going to let in by the time it's all said and done. And again, this is not anti-immigrant. I want to stress this because you always get the naysayers from the opposite side of the aisle, neither saying that you're racist or what have you, but it has nothing to do with that. Right? It has to do with everything but that. Like, I could care less about somebody's race. It doesn't matter to me if you're, coming from a purely white nation, if you will, if you're coming from Greenland or Scandinavia or Poland or whatever.
trying to come in and immigrate into this country without doing it legally. I'm against all of that. I've always been against all of that, and it's something that's infinitely fixable, but we have an administration certainly now in place that it's going to do everything in their power to try to corrupt that system, and you're seeing it. In fact, people, you know, by the way, people are dying on the way to the country right now. People are, I think there was a border agent that was talking about this the other day, and he's never seen this type of horror, if you will, the fatalities from families that are trying to get here and are not making it. They're coming because there's an open door policy and you're in and, you know, you get the goodies from the American taxpayer if you get here. And Biden did that. The Biden administration has done that. And people who are trying to get here are not making it. And you don't hear about those stories. Right, you only hear about the ogres who are saying, oh, stay home, don't come, we don't want you. Okay, I get that. It's not really what we're saying. It's more do it legally, get here, and if you get here legally and you have that wonderful swearing in, tears will weigh up in everybody's eye, well up in everybody's eye, and we'll feel for you and we'll feel great about it, and we'll welcome you in. But there's got to be some kind of a mechanism in place to stop the chaos. Because if you tune on any television network that's not CNN or MSNBC or affiliated with any of the progressive propaganda, you see what's happening. And you see these people coming across the border, and you see some of them being either very sick, or see some of them not, you know, telling the stories of some of them not making it, or being raped or being robbed on the way. It's not pretty. It's not pretty. So they can try to paint you with a picture of this, you know, whole idea of America is this open door community and everybody can come in and blah, blah, blah. And they want to try to wax poetic about that, how great they are and how loving and giving that they are. When in fact, the opposite is actually was what's happening. The opposite is what's true. You know, you're opening up the doors for folks to get here and either they have to make this arduous trek from wherever to try to get to the border here with hopes that once they get here, everything will be paid for. Everything and anything will be paid for. And if they do make it, that's pretty much what's happening. They're being shuttled off to some other part of the country and set up to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer-funded dollars. And it's just not fair to the taxpayer. But some of those folks aren't making it. Some of those folks are getting left behind. Some of those folks, in particular the women and children, are dying along the way or getting raped along the way. And tell me why there are so many, the number of male men between 18 and 40 is so overwhelming, the number of people that are coming across. Why is that? I thought it was families that we were trying to let in. Instead, it's essentially an invasion. All right, let me get back on the beam when we come back. We'll have a big, long segment to finish up what I was talking about. I got carried away again with immigration. You watch it every day on television, and you watch these people, and I feel bad for some of the folks. And I think if I were one of those folks, I'd be trying to get here, too. But people are dying, and somebody has to be responsible for that, and that somebody is Joe Biden. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come through the bottom of the hour. Again, we'll continue talking about the ills of America when we come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg. New satellite imagery shows what appears to be an 8-mile-long convoy of Russian troops headed for eastern Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says U.S. intelligence also suggests that Russia is putting most of their forces into eastern regions.
We expect this stage of the conflict could last a long time, and we should have no illusions that Russia is going to adjust their tactics and make them less brutal.
Portland, Oregon got more snow today than any single day in April in at least 82 years. The National Weather Service says the rare April event left several inches of heavy, wet snow. Meantime, much of the nation's midsection is under an enhanced risk of severe weather tomorrow, including Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Kansas City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
right, way down the roots. Welcome back. The Root's on fire. All right, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the National Wayne Allyn Root Show, nationally syndicated, and because of people like Energized Health, they sign the front of the check and make sure that you don't have to. You don't pay anything. You get to listen to this show for free. Thank you, Energized Health. They're always sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration, and they just went and got a patent pending on this science of inner cellular hydration, the only patent pending in the world on the inner cellular hydration science. So very, very cool. And Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, the mostly dangerous visceral inner body fat that, surrounds your organs, and you don't see it, and it's very dangerous. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, kept the fat off for over a year. Everywhere I go, people say, look great, look thin, and look far younger than, not only than your 60 years, but look far younger than when they saw me last time 10 years ago when I was 50. So it's kind of amazing. It's not kind of. It's amazing. And I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in the history of my show. They are transforming the lives of my fans. Right now, Energized Health is offering every single one of my fans the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off when you say Wayne Allyn Root or WAR or I love the Wayne Allyn Root show. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, all of these great stations across the entire country, whether you're in Las Vegas, Minneapolis, down there in Dallas, Reno, New York, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, everywhere in between, out here in Long Island, where I am in Connecticut. I welcome you aboard. If you're looking for Wayne, Wayne will be back on Wednesday, giving a big speech tonight in front of a whole bunch of people down in Florida, along with Donald Trump. So that is where he is. You can reach out and you can call me. You can call the 800 number or the 833 number, 833-WAR-TALK. You can try 860-464-9490. That's the studio number here in Connecticut. I'll put you right on hold. We'll go to some calls if you guys want to call in and get on the national stage. I was talking or left off about midway through about how, you know, the electrician pays more, the plumber pays more. You're paying more at the pump. You're paying more at the store for food. I get nervous, you know, when I open up, let's say, electric bills or whatever bills I have at the house. I'm looking at it kind of side-eye because I'm afraid what I'm going to get. In fact, today, rounding around with my insurance company for a medical bill, health care bills, which is through the roof. People are, you know, they're basically at wit's end just trying to make ends meet every week. And I said this before, I'll say it again. Now going into my savings, not that I have a lot of savings because I don't, but just to get through the week, you got to dip into the savings a little bit. I'm sure everybody out there listening to me is kind of in the same spot, or most of the folks are in the same spot. So when Biden says we might have a food shortage in America, I mean, how does that make you feel? We're the breadbasket of the world. And here we are. With our commander-in-chief, the fearless leader, Jolton Joe Biden, telling me that, well, there might not be enough food to go around by the time summer comes rolling around. Gas prices up. Diesel could be $7 a gallon by the time summer comes. It's $7 in California right now. And the public is finally seeing this, actually, a little bit. Kind of seeing the wizard, if you will, pulling back the curtain to see exactly what's going on. But imagine, you know, America stooping to beg Venezuela or Iran for oil when we had it all along. So I know I've talked about that before, but these are some of the things that are bothering me and things that are plaguing America. Now, remember, this president claims that he is a wonder boy when it comes to foreign relations. And books have been written about how bad he is at foreign relations. It's been a disaster, one disaster after another as far as foreign policy goes. Appeasement, which has ended U.S. deterrence. Think about, again, Afghanistan, what we did there, how we left our people behind, left people that were on our side to fend for themselves and possibly die. We left an airport, a strategic airport, that we needed and could use. In our fight against global terror, in our fight against China and or Russia, we could have used that. Yet we gave it up. We ceded it back. So his foreign policy has been a disaster.
Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, all seeking to capitalize on this weakness from America. The world superpower has turned over the reins of deterrence to ninnies and morons in certain cases. Now, the public has also witnessed an unapologetic left-wing federal bureaucracy now completely unbound. That's where we are right now. They are in charge, and they are wreaking havoc. Our top echelon of the administration state, in defiant ways, it's weaponizing the assumption of legislation, executive powers, and judicial powers. And we're watching that, and it's happening. It's more important to be woke and politically correct than to be right in Joe Biden's America. And the military, again, defined as woke Pentagon functionaries, politically weaponized corporate generals, outspoken politicos, managed the impossible. We were once revered around the globe. Now 50% of the people who vote in this country do not have confidence in our military. That's what's happened in 18 months. Doesn't matter if you're a fan of Donald Trump or not. In 18 months, it's all unraveled. The intelligence agencies are worse. Former kingpins such as John Brennan and James Clapper, both pundits, high wire acts for the left-leaning cable networks, all lied under oath to Congress, and no consequences came their way. Comey, McCabe, Ray have eroded the reputation of the FBI by fueling this Russian collusion, bogus, bozo stuff, which never happened, and yet sat silent on the sidelines and said anything having to do with Hunter Biden was Russian propaganda, and we're finding that out to be true. So this disinformation was actually a hoax. It was a hoax in reverse, and America just bought into it because they believed the first thing that they saw or heard. The evidence became so overwhelming that the collusionary media lied about a laptop so that President Trump would lose. That happened. We watched it. We saw it. 9% of the population said they would have changed their vote if they knew this story. And Twitter and Facebook and all the major outlets hit it out of plain sight. Now we're finding out more about that. How does that make you feel? Like you were robbed? And you were robbed. You were robbed. You may not have been robbed from voter fraud, if you will, or voter manipulation as far as counting the ballots right or wrong. And people can argue about that. There's really not any hardcore proof to back up those claims. I'm very suspect that a man like Joe Biden broke records as far as votes go. It doesn't sit well with me. But it was stolen in a way where the information that was supposed to be readily available for all of America was hidden. And that is unacceptable when the fourth wall, the fourth estate, doesn't do their job. So now Americans are openly hostile to American exceptionalism. Imagine this. Imagine you're a creator of a company. Elon Musk. I'll use him as an example. Don't know much about him except, you know, he's making a bucket of money every second. But here's an entrepreneur, somebody who has made a difference, built a better mousetrap. And somehow Americans have become hostile towards people like him and don't like the idea of success and the fact that even though he pays more than his fair share, it's not enough. It's never enough. When will it be enough? So a guy like him paying 50, 60, 70% of his income in, or maybe not quite 70%, but 50% of what he makes somehow to taxes, and we're talking about billions in taxes by the time it's all done, not enough, because folks on the extreme left think that somebody who makes $50 billion a year, well, why should he be able to make $50 billion a year? He can never spend it. Why doesn't he spread it around? And there's a mindset out there that's it. They think that's the case. Share and share alike. Just because you made it doesn't necessarily mean, you get to keep it. You got to give it up. If you had success, well, share it with everybody. And there's a huge chunk of America that believes that to be the case. They believe they're owed something. They believe America owes them something. They don't know anything. And you think about where your kids are going to college. I'll talk a little bit about this a little bit later on, about the college that I'm going to and how it's trying to change this. But the left got what it wanted. Now controls academia, the media, the internet, K through 12 education, corporate boardrooms, Pentagon, Wall Street, Hollywood. The sermons, the arrogance, the narcissism of this woke cultural imperialists are corrupted America. And it explains why they are disliked, actually, by a giant chunk of America. Right? You like these politicians? I don't. You believe these politicians? You think they're honest and truthful? We're watching a rare laboratory experiment in which the traditional American fringe is now in control of the government. And every day when you flip on the news and take a look and take a listen and watch it, you can see it for the chaos that it actually is. I know those are gloom and doom kinds of things, and I'll try to get away from that now. I just wanted to bring that up because I thought those ideas in an op-ed written by Victor Davis Hanson was pretty spot on and aligned pretty closely with the way I feel about where we are right now in this nation. We are drowning, and we need a life raft. Who will that life raft be? Or who will that life preserver be? Hey, you want to call in? I'm here. I'm here just waiting for you. 833-927-8255, 860-464-9490. Quick break. We'll come back. Stay tuned.
Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called Steels and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio. Microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne on the Root. We've got a new advertiser I'm unveiling today. He's a member of a person running for Congress as a Republican. And he says his name is Kyle LeBru, running for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. And Kyle is a huge fan of Wayne on the Root and the Wayne on the Root show. And he says, we don't just need Republicans in Congress. Stop saying we need to elect more Republicans. It's not true. We need Republicans who are fighters. If they're not going to be fighters, we don't need them. Kyle says we need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Kyle LeBru is an entrepreneur, an America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. He's a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding China accountable for COVID, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. This guy's great. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we're already taxed too much. This guy's a Wayne Root. Support Kyle LeBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit his website, kylelebru.com. Kyle LeBru, L-A-B-R-U-E, Kyle LeBru, to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBru for Congress.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, all these great stations across the entire country. If you want to weigh in, I do have an open line or two. So I'm going to, actually, it's interesting because I was going to switch gears and talk a little bit about COVID, but we can pick that up. Linda out here in Connecticut wants to weigh in and brilliantly, with a brilliant observation about how it's good for some but not good for others. Linda, good afternoon. How are you? What's up?
He played this morning. Sorry the rest of the nation didn't hear it. But some people that are younger than some of us had a lot of things to say that kind of made our eyebrows. We were a little, you know, a little surprised at the disdain that they hold for people who are Elon Musk or Bill Gates, you know, making a risk, building a company, becoming successful. They shouldn't be able to be as rich as they are, but, you know, Cardi B, Kim Kardashian, all these sports figures, they're able to rake it in. And how come it's the entrepreneurs in the business field that are, you know, kind of shot down, like they're not paying their fair share, but these, you know, other people that are successful in popular culture, you know, don't get the same second look.
It's a great point. And so just so to get everybody up to speed, so we had a couple on from our sister station, and they're younger millennials, and we were just talking back and forth, essentially, and they felt like the world owes them, or the country owes them, not only a living, but a quality of life. And we sort of talked about how the ultra-wealthy, they don't like the idea that there are super-rich people. And like Linda just pointed out, never a mention of Kim Kardashian or Oprah Winfrey or Whoopi Goldberg or anybody like that. It's always someone who has worked very hard, created something. Those are the ones that are demonized. So, you know, well put, right on the money, Linda. I couldn't agree with you more. I don't know why. I don't know why they don't, you know, they don't mention those folks. They should.
Probably because they're not paying attention to what they're really doing. Yeah. Everybody sees the... you know, sees the celebrities on TV, but you know, the daily grind of the work in the, you know, the 16-hour days, and literally writing $1 million, signing your name to a $1 million loan. I can't imagine ever doing that. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Linda. Have a great day. I appreciate it. She's one of the good ones, a true patriot over there. And again, she's here in Connecticut, and I appreciate her listening every day and being a part of my morning show. But she's right on the money. She's absolutely 100% right on the money. A couple of COVID things really quick. And then when I come back, I want to talk about something that I talked about before about batteries and Tesla and how it's not as green as you might think. Moderna recalls thousands of COVID vaccine doses in Europe. Yeah, they did this on Friday, recalling 764,000 doses of the COVID vaccine made by its contract manufacturer, Rovi, after a vial was found contaminated with a foreign body. So they bring it all back. How many booster shots have you got? I know folks now who've got four. Had a conversation with a very good friend of mine the other night who's gotten three. He's mad that he went and got the three. He's not happy about that. I understand. But there are so many folks out there, I think, who are regretting the idea that they got these shots. Now, some are fine, and some have no problem and no, you know, backlash, no ill effect, and fine. But just that thought of having not just the one, which they said, then it became two, and two became three, and three became four, and now next year you're going to have to get another one, and the year after that, and who knows about this year, you'll probably have to get a fifth this year because this variant has changed, and everybody's scrambling, and everybody's panicking. It's happening. And you know, it's funny. It's almost like you could have counted on a new variant when things got dire for the Dems and we got close to the election, right? So you know that they're going to do their best to try to keep you in your house when you vote, right? Vote from home because COVID, there's a new variant. It's dangerous. Look out. Well, we could have predicted that. We could have predicted that was coming. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We've got another hour, just me and you. In the third hour, I've got a bunch of guests coming up. So if you want to call in, you can. Open phone lines 833-927-8255, or you can call my home office here, 860-464-9490. Quick break. Top of the hour. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.